We're holding on the second line of Memvav Amud Aleph. We learned in the Mishnah three different opinions how many ma'arochos there were on the Mizbeach HaChitzin every day. Reb Meir had said four. Reb Yossi had said three, and Reb Yehuda had said two. And then we said everybody agrees that there was an extra one on Yom Kippur. So now let's analyze Reb Meir's opinion a little bit. Now, we said Reb Meir says there are four, because Reb Meir has as follows. There's the Ma'arocha Gdola, where they burnt the Karbanos, the Ma'arocha Shnia Shokhtoris, where they took coals for the Khtoris inside the Heichel from that. Everybody agrees on those two. Then Reb Yossi had said there's a third one for Kiyum Ha'esh, for keeping the fire constantly going, to relight the main fire, according to Rashi, just for the mitzvah of Esh Tamid Tukar Al Mizbeach, according to the Rambam. And then Reb Meir had added that there's a fourth one that they would use for the leftover pieces of the Korbanos, the Evorim of Pedorim, that hadn't been burnt the day before, or according to Rashi on the previous daf, that may not have even been put on the fire yet the day before, they were sitting on top of the Mizbeach. Then according to Reb Meir, you have a fourth fire on top of the Mizbeach to burn those. So now, Omer Rav Elazar Mishum Bar Kapara, Omer Hoyer Reb Meir. Reb Meir used to say, and it doesn't necessarily mean, a lot of times when you have an expression in the Gemara that Omer Hoya or Pliny Omer or whatever, it doesn't mean that he said these exact words. And in this case, in fact, the Mishnah Lamelech says that it's not. It's Bar Kapara saying his own summary of what he learns from what Reb Meir is saying. His own summary of two chidushim that he holds in what Reb Meir says. Avrei oila sheni tosu, leftover limbs of the oila that were left over, that were not burned. Oisalahan ma'arocha b'fnei atzman, he would make for them a separate wood pile, the sodron, and he would set them up on that, va'afilu b'shabbos, and even on Shabbos. Now, what does that mean? So Rashi, first of all, points out that there was an older girsa, which he's shoylo, which he says we shouldn't have, and that's why we don't have it in the Gemara. In general, when Rashi says such and such is or isn't the girsa, usually the later copyists and eventually printers followed Rashi in that and just took that out, which is why a lot of times it's not so clear what the old girsa was. In this case, Rashi says, sin in oilas choyl. We don't have a girsa of that Kapara is saying the oila of weekdays, and Rashi explains why based on the continuation of the Gemara. However, it's not so simple. Hagoyz HaBach changes that to Oilas Shabbos, rather, that Rashi wanted to tell us that you shouldn't think that Bar Kapara had mentioned about Oila of Shabbos. The Siach Yitzchak argues that the correct Girsa in Rashi of what Rashi meant to say, the Girsa is not, that is just Oila, just Oila, like we have it in the Gemara over here. And Rashi wanted to say it's not that. And then there's a Tosfos actually in a whole different place in Menachos on a different topic that mentions our statement of Bar Kapara and explains that actually what you have is because he says va afilu, so it means he's making two different statements. The vav tells us that he's making two different statements. Number one, that the leftover evarim of the oila, you make a fire for them on weekdays. And number two, va afilu b'shabbos, and the same thing is true even on Shabbos. Keep in mind, of course, there's a big difference between weekdays and Shabbos, because on weekdays, we're talking about that you have leftover pieces of the oila that were left over from yesterday. So on a Thursday, for example, you're making a fire, you're making a coin to the mayor, a separate fire on the Mizbeach to burn the pieces left over from Wednesday. In the case of Shabbos, it's going to mean on Shabbos morning, we're going to be talking about burning pieces that are left over from Friday's Korbanos. So Bar Kapara wants us to know, first of all, then, that two chidushim in Reb Meir. Number one, then, that for the weekday, leftover pieces of the Korbanos, we do that. And second of all, that we do that even on Shabbos. So the Gemara asks, my Kamash Malan. In that case, let's deal first with the first part of Bar Kapara's statement. In that case, my Kamash Malan. Then what's the chidush? Tanena. We learn clearly in the Mishnah, b'choyim hoyu shama ava ma'arochas. According to the mayor, every day there were four ma'arochas. So we know that the fourth one is for the evarim that were left over. So what is Bar Kapara adding? Amar Avin lo nitzrucha ela l'psulim. So Rav Avin says yes, but the chidush in Bar Kapara's statement is that he's talking even about pieces of korbanos that are posel. Now, of course, you have within psulim of korbanos, we have the basic distinction between the ones that im olu lo yerdu and the ones that im olu yerdu, the ones that both neither of them are supposed to be on the mizbeach l'chila. But you have ones that even though they're posel, since b'diyeved they've been placed on the mizbeach, then they have to be left there to burn. And then you have other kinds of psulim where no, you take them off the mizbeach altogether. So Rav Oven tells us what when Bakapara is saying that according to the mayor, there's a chiddush that we burn the evorim of gdorim that are left over, it means even the ones that are posel. That you wouldn't have known from the Mishnah. And v'davka shemoshel behena ur, now that would only apply if the fire already started dominating them and burning them. So then they're considered lachma yisham mizbeach, the food of the mizbeach, and therefore b'dievet you don't take them off because they were placed off there, because they were placed on there. Ava loy moshel behena ur loy, but if the fire had not even started burning them yet, then Rav Oven is saying that no, according to Bakapara, you would in fact take them off on them. You would in fact take them off the mizbeach. The whole concept of him olu lo yodu, according to him, the whole concept of him olu lo yodu with certain kinds of psulim is only if mashla behena ur, only if the fire already started burning them. Now, the Gemara is going to give another lashon of it. So. Okay, another version, Echad Ksherin, the Echad Psulin, another version is actually, now according to the first version, we're saying the ones that are kosher, you burn on the Mizbeach regardless. The ones that are posel, we're saying you keep them on the Mizbeach and burn them on the separate Ma'arocha only if Moshla Behena Ur. So Ikadamri, another version is no, Echad Ksherin, the Echad Psulin, whether ones that are kosher or ones that are posel, E Moshla Behena Ur Ein. If the fire already started burning them, then yes, you put them on the separate ma'arocha. The Eloi, Eloi, and if not, then not. Then even according to the mayor, according to Bakapara's understanding of the mayor, you would still just burn them on the main ma'arocha rather than on the separate one. According to the Yosi and Rabbi Yehuda, you're always burning them on the main ma'arocha anyway. So according to them, this whole distinction between Ksherin and Psulin and Moshla Ur and not wouldn't really apply. Tosfos discusses the possibility that maybe this whole distinction that we're making over here between Moshla Behena Ur and not, maybe that distinction would apply only on Shabbos. Maybe we would say on Shabbos there's a difference between whether these pieces of the Korbanos were kosher beforehand, were kosher originally, or whether they were posel and whether Moshla Behena Ur or not. But on weekdays it wouldn't matter. Tosfos also gives a separate explanation that when we say over here the difference between psulim and ksherim, now according to Rashi's explanation that we were just saying, we're saying that according to the second version in the Gemara, even if they're kosher, but because not moshla behena ur, because the fire didn't start burning them yet, then therefore according to that lashon, you wouldn't put them on the separate ma'arocha. Tosfos says not necessarily. What it may mean is that ksherim, there's no chidush in it. You don't even need to say what's done with ksherim because it's very obvious that ksherim are placed on the fire even if they haven't even started burning yet. Only with the psulim is there a chiddush that you need to place them there even though you need to place them there or put them on the new ma'arocha even though they're posel because moshla behena or because the fire already started burning them previously. So however we learn that exactly, that's the chiddush in the first part of Bakapara's statement. Not just that we make a separate ma'arocha for the leftover pieces. We know that, of course, from the Mishnah, but that we do that even for psulim. If moshla behena ur, or according to the second version, that we do it only for ones that moshla behena ur, whether they're kosher or posel. Okay. Next, the second part of Bakapara's statement, the afilu b'Shabbos, you have to ask when he says that you do this even on Shabbos. Again, the question is, what's the chiddush? Tanena, we say clearly in the Mishnah, v'hayoyim chomesh, we say that on this day, on Yom Kippur, there are five piles on the Mizbeach. Now, Yom Kippur is like Shabbos as far as what malachas you're allowed, as far as that you're not allowed to do any malachas. And the same concept would apply. The same way as we're saying that leftover pieces of the korbanos from weekdays cannot be offered on Shabbos. Then the same thing would apply on Yom Kippur. Leftover korbanos from the weekdays can't be offered on Yom Kippur. And yet, Reb Meir is telling us that you have a fifth pile, and one of those five piles is the one for Evorim of Gerim, even on Yom Kippur. So we're talking about leftover pieces of the Korban Tumid that was brought out of Yom Kippur, which is a weekday, and nevertheless you're burning them on Yom Kippur. So what is Bar Kapara's chiddush? The answer is Amar Rav Acha bar Yaakov Itzrich. Still, Rav Acha bar Yaakov says you still need Bar Kapara to be telling us what he says. Sakadai Dachamina, because without Bar Kapara, Havam is Sakadai Dachamina. You would have thought to say Hani Mili Hecha Dechal Yom Kippurim Lias Achar Shabbos. The Mishnah might only be talking about the case where Yom Kippur comes out on Sunday. Now, nowadays, Yom Kippur can't come out on Sunday. In those times where they were Makadosh or Piyariya, there is a Machloikus Rishonim on that subject, whether they would still make an effort to prevent Yom Kippur from coming out on Friday or on Sunday for reasons that we're going to learn in a few months, Bez Hashem, in Masechta Rosh Hashanah. But whatever the case, so Yesh Omrim then among the Rishonim that they didn't even bother. They were just, whenever it comes out, it comes out. Yesh Omrim that they would try to avoid it. And in that case, this discussion over here might be only hypothetical if it came out on Sunday. And then a third possibility is they might try to, but they weren't always able to. Sometimes you're not able, the Rambam describes in Hilchos Kiddush HaChodesh, for example, a scenario where Edim come and you try to impeach their Edus and you can't. So then you have no choice but to follow their Edus and be Mekadosh HaChodesh. Anyway, so we would have thought, the Gemara says, Rav Acha bar Yaakov says, that if Yom Kippur comes out on Sunday, we could argue the Chelve Shabbos Kraven B'Yom Kippurim. You could argue that Bar Kapara holds like an opinion mentioned in Shabbos that says that leftover fats of Shabbos can be burnt on Yom Kippur, because even though Yom Kippur has a Kedusha of its own, it's still a lesser level of Kedusha than Shabbos. We see that even in the number of aliyahs we give, because the number of aliyahs has to do with the level of Kedusha of the day, and Yom Kippur has six, and Shabbos has seven. So you would have thought then that maybe Reb Meir is talking about only when Yom Kippur is on Sunday, then you have the pile for Evorim of Gerim, because what are those Evorim of Gerim going to be? From Korbanos, of Shabbos, that weren't completely burnt. So therefore, so you can burn them on Sunday, which is Yom Kippur. Avol be'emtza Shabbos, but if Yom Kippur came out any other time during the week, loy, then you would think that maybe not. Kamash Malan, and that is why Bar Kapara needs to inform us that no, Reb Meir is saying v'afilu b'Shabbos, that always you have a separate ma'arocha for burning the leftover pieces of korbanos, even if it's Shabbos, even if they're leftover from a weekday. Again, according to Tosfos, maybe only as we said before, only if it's Kshedin and only if Mashal Behena Ur. Okay. However, Amar Rava, but Rava says, I don't like that statement of Bar Kapara's. Man hai delei choyish l'kimche. Who is this who's not concerned about his flour? It's a figure of speech that's used in a few places in Shas. Rashi in other places where it's used explains that the metaphor is, imagine you have a person who has a mill to grind flour, and he'll just grind whatever you give him. He doesn't care whether it makes flour or whether there's bran or other stuff mixed into it or whatever. In other words, so it's a metaphor for a person who makes a statement or asks a question without bothering to check whether the premise is correct. So Rava says, why would there even be a havam in it to think that that maybe the mayor is talking about only sometimes would there be the ma'arocha for the Evorim Upgarim, and not always. The Mishnah had said clearly, the mayor said every day there are four ma'arochas, so automatically that includes Shabbos. So we don't need you, Bar Kapara. So Rabbi is saying, we don't need you, Bar Kapara, to be telling us a chidush that Reb Meir is saying this even on Shabbos. The very statement, b'chol yom, means that it's every day, including Shabbos and including Yom Kippur, whatever day of the week it falls out. And the Gemara says, you're right, Kasha. You're right, that's a Kasha on Bar Kapara. Not a Tiyufta, obviously, and the Ritva explains, because Bar Kapara could, after all, answer that B'chol Yom means every day other than Shabbos, but Rava considers that, and therefore he needs his own statement to be a Chiddush, to say that, in fact, Rav Meir does mean it even on Shabbos, but Rava considers that a Doichik, so therefore he doesn't, so he says we don't need Bar Kapara's statement, both parts of what Raka part. Okay, maybe the first part, there was a chiddush in it because we're talking about psulim. We wouldn't have known that from the Mishnah. But certainly the second part, Vakfilah B'Shabbos, Rabbi is saying there was no reason to say it because it's clearly there in the Mishnah. Okay. Now, the Gemara points out, Upliga did Rav Huna. Now, what we just said, but what Bakapara says, that and what Rava is saying, Rava disagrees that Bakapara should have needed to say this, but he agrees with the actual din that Bakapara is saying, that according to the mayor, you have this pile of wood and you have this fire on it to burn the leftover pieces of the Korbanos, whether weekday or Shabbos. So Rav Huna disagrees with that. Rav Huna disagrees with the whole concept. He says that yes, b'chol yom of the Mishnah does not mean Shabbos. It means that every day, Rav Huna says, only the beginning of the Korban is Doicha Shabbos, but not the end of it. Now, Rashi's first explanation is that the beginning means the shchita and the sprinkling of the blood, etc. And then soifoi would be the end of dealing with the korban of the previous day. When you have, so in other words, you have the Tomei Shaben Habayim, for example. So normally, even though the korban has to be shechted and the blood has to be sprinkled before shkia, but after that, if they don't manage to get the limbs of it even up to the top of the mizbeach before nightfall, that's no problem. They only become posel by lina at alois teshachar. So Rav Huna is saying that sofer ein adocha, that if you didn't bring the pieces of the Talmud Rabbein Habayim onto the top of the Mizbeach and put them in the fire before Shabbos, then you cannot put them in on Friday night. It has to be done before Shabbos begins. That's Rashi's first explanation of Tchilase Deicha Sefer Ene Deicha. Rashi, a few Rashis later, a few Dibra Maskels later, brings another explanation that Tchilase means the burning of the fats, which is done right after the korban is brought, and Sefer would be pieces of the korban that were left over that weren't burnt the night before to do something with them in the morning, to finish burning them in the morning. Rashi prefers the first explanation. He says, I heard the second explanation from my Rabbeim, but I prefer the first one. However, Tosfos and Tosfos Yeshanim get into a discussion at some length and say that actually they agree with the second explanation, with the explanation of Rashi's Rabbeim. So it's not a minor difference actually, because those different ways end up affecting the whole understanding of the flow of the Gemara from here until the middle of Amud Beis. So we'll deal according to Rashi's first explanation. At the end, we'll see if we can give a summary what according to Rashi's Rebbeim and according to Tosfos what they say. And by the way, it comes out. Now the Gemara is going to mention soon. The Gemara is going to now discuss Rav Huna's statement and mention two different explanations of what Rav Huna says. It comes out, according to one distinction between Rashi's and Tosfos' explanation, is that according to Rashi's explanation, this that we're saying that Rav Huna disagrees with Bakapara is not necessarily the case. It depends how we understand what Rav Huna is saying. Whereas according to the explanation of Rashi's Rebbeim, and that's the explanation that Tosfos prefers, it comes out that Rav Huna is arguing with Bakapara and with Rava according to everybody. So Gufa, getting back to what we just said, Amar Rav Huna, Tomid Chilasa Doicha Sofer Ene Doicha, only the beginning of the Tomid is Doicha Shabbos, but the end of it is not, which again, according to Rashi's preferred explanation, means the shechting and the sprinkling of the Tomid of Shabbos, is of Shabbos morning and Shabbos afternoon, is Doicha Shabbos, but not burning the pieces of the Tomid from Friday that you would want to burn on Shabbos. So we're saying the sofer, so tchilase doicha, sofer ene doicha, the beginning of it is doicha something. Now Rav Huna doesn't specify what it's doicha, sofer ene doicha, the end of it is not doicha. So my ene doicha, so what do we mean, what is it not doicha? So here you have an argument what Rav Huna meant. Rav Chista omer doicha as a Shabbos, Rav Chista says it means that the sofer, however we define sofer, is doicha. It is indeed doicha Shabbos, which means that according to Rav Chista, Rav Huna is in fact agreeing with Bar Kapara that you do burn the evarim of dorim from the day before on Shabbos. The ena doicha is a tumah. All it means is that in case the Kohenim are tame, then they can't finish that. They can't finish that avoda of burning nose. The Rava or the Rabba, really, it's supposed to be the Rabba Omer Doiches a Tuma, but in a Doiches a Shabbos. Rabba says the other way around. It's Doiches Tuma, according to Rav Chista, it's Doiches Tuma, but not Shabbos. So even if the Kohenim are tame, they can still burn the leftover Evarim from previous korbanos. However, according to Rav Huna, they can't do that for a weekday korban that's left over for Shabbos to burn it on Shabbos, which would mean then that according to Rabba's understanding, Rav Huna is in fact arguing with Bar Kappara from before. Bar Kappara had said that you do burn them even on Shabbos, and that's why according to him, you have a wood pile a fourth wood pile on the Mizbeach. Even on Shabbos, because you're going to burn the leftover pieces of korbanos from Friday over there. According to Rav Huna now, according to Rabba's understanding of Rav Huna, that's not the case. You wouldn't burn them on Shabbos. You have to make sure that they're burnt before Shabbos. Okay. Amalei Abaya l'Rabba. So Abaya says to Rabba, when you think about it, l'didoch kasha ulo Rav Chista kasha. According to both of you, you who are saying that Rav Huna is saying that burning these leftover pieces is not Doicha Shabbos, there's a problem with that. And Rav Chista's understanding that it's Doicha Shabbos but not Tuma, there's also a problem. Why? Lidi Doch Kasha, according to you, Rabba, the question is as follows. My Shna Tuma. Now, why is it different when you're saying that it's doicha tumah, even if the kohenim are tameh, they can still go ahead and burn these leftover pieces? It must be dichtiv b'moyadoi, because the pasuk says that you bring the korbanos b'moyadoi, and that means va'afilu b'tumah. That means that you bring them even when the kohenim are tameh, or even when the klei shareis are tameh, which we learned about this in Psachim. We had the story of Hillel and B'nai B'Seira about the Korban Pesach. You have the Gemara further on in the Masechta over there explains that the same thing is true as far as the Korban Tumid and certain other Korbanos. So in that case, if we're learning from B'moyadoi, then Shabbos Nami B'moyadoi Vafilah B'Shabbos. Then why shouldn't they be Doicha Shabbos? After all, the same B'moyadoi we understand as meaning that it's brought on Shabbos as well. Which actually Tosfos Hashanim refers to. We had two different ways in the Gemara of understanding over there how B'moyadoi yields Va'afilu B'Shabbos and Va'afilu B'Tumah. Is it just because the word B'moyadoi itself means in its time, so meaning it has to be done in its time, regardless whether there's Tumah or Shabbos involved, or is it that we learned it from, that we learned it from B'moyadeichem, from a different pasuk that says in your times that they have to be done in their times, and we learned actually from the fact that it says Olas Shabbos B'Shabbatoi teaches us that the Korban Tumah is brought on Shabbos, and then we learn from that to all the other korbanos. Anyway. The point is, so according to you, Rabba, why are you saying it's Doicha Tumah and not Shabbos if we're learning them from the same word, B'moyadoi, and Olor Chista Kasha, and vice versa, according to Rav Chista, it's a problem. Maishna Shabbos Tichtib B'moyadoi, what's different about Shabbos that you're saying that according to him, burning these leftover pieces of the korban is Doicha Shabbos because it says b'moyadoi, and that means afilu b'Shabbos. Well, then tumah nami b'moyadoi afilu b'tumah. Then the same thing should apply to tumah. So why both of you are agreeing that it's only doicha one and not the other? But we're learning the fact that korbanos tzibur shekavua lahen zman. You have korbanos tzibur that have a fixed time. For example, the korban tamid. We learned in Pesachim that also the korban Pesach is in that category. Also the omer, also the shtei lechem, a few others that those are brought. B'Shabbos and B'Tumah. So in that case, why are both you and Rav Chista drawing a distinction according to Rav Huna and saying that it's only Doicha one of them and not the other? You're both learning them from the same pasuk. Amalei, so Rabba answers him, Loi lididi kasha v'loi l'Rav Chista kasha. Actually, it's not a problem either on me or on Rav Chista. Why? Lididi like kasha, because according to me, there's no problem because we say like the Seifei Kitchilosei. The end is like the beginning. Again, according to Rashi, when we say the end means burning leftover pieces of the korban on Friday night, and Tchilase then would be the beginning of bringing the korban. So therefore, so you figure like this, says Rabba. Truma. Now, so when it comes to being doicha truma, the tchilase b'amitcha truma, who at the beginning to bring the korban in the first place were doicha truma. So even if the korban are tamei, the korban is still brought. Then the tchilase b'amitcha truma, who that the beginning of it is strong enough to be doicha truma, soifin nami dochi shabbos. Soifin nami dochi. Then the end of it is also doicha truma, and therefore yes, we're saying that not only in the same way. Rabba is saying, when you think about it, we're talking over here now. If the Talmud that's brought Shabbos morning, the Tchilosai, the actual bringing of the Talmud itself, is Doicha Tuma, of course, because we said we learned that from B'mayadah. So therefore, Sofer Nami Dochi. So therefore, the end of it can be Doicha Tuma as well to finish burning the pieces of the korban on even if the korban are tamei. So in that case, we do burn them even b'tuma. But Shabbos, when it comes to being Doicha Shabbos, the Tchilosei Lav B'Midcha Shabbosu, you think about it, says Rabbah, what korban are we talking about? We're talking about a korban that was originally brought on Friday. You have leftover pieces of it that need to be dealt with on Shabbos. Well, that korban of Friday is obviously not Doicha Shabbos, because Rashi points out, when you get down to it, The main avodas of that korban had to have been done on Friday before Shkia. The korban itself is shechted bein ho'abayim, and we learned in Pesachim that it's usually shechted a couple of hours before Shkia, and the blood of it has to be sprinkled before Shkia, because otherwise the blood becomes posel by Shkia. So therefore, necessarily, the korban of Friday had to have been brought, the tchila had to have been accomplished on Friday. So that's not Doicha Shabbos. Sofer Nami Lo Dochi. Therefore, Rabbah says, so I'm going to be consistent and say, therefore, the sofer, the burning, the leftover pieces of the korban of Friday, to burn them on Friday night or Shabbos day, that is also not going to be Doicha Shabbos. So the rule will be, whenever the tchila is Doicha something, then the sofer is also Doicha that same something. The tchila is Doicha Tumah, because regardless what day of the week, if the kohenim are tamei, they can shecht and sprinkle the tamid and these other korbanos. Therefore, the same thing, the sofer also, when it comes to burning the remaining pieces, then they can do that even if they became tamei in between. But not as far as Shabbos, where you have a sharp difference where the korban of Shabbos is Doicha Shabbos, but the korban of Friday is not Doicha Shabbos. So therefore, so that explains why I make that distinction and why I say that he, even though B'moyadoi teaches us both Shabbos and Tumah, but we still have to make a distinction and say that burning the leftover pieces is Doicha Tumah, but not Doicha Shabbos. That's according to my explanation. Then Rabbi continues, Lurav Chista like Kasha. Then according to Rav Chista, there's no problem either. He also understands Sofer Kitchila. So he also understands that the end is like the beginning, that once we say that the beginning is Doicha something, then the end has to be Doicha as well. But Tchilase, less like Shabbos. Now, when it comes to the, now, so like this, when it comes to, Sofer Kitchilosoi Leslei, just the opposite. Rav Chista does not hold this concept of Sofer Kitchilosoi. He holds that, no, we don't say that, we don't say just because the beginning of bringing a korban was allowed to be done on Shabbos, then, or allowed to be done b'tumah, then necessarily the end, the after thing of it, of burning the leftover pieces, should be allowed to be done the Shabbos or b'tumah respectively. Rather, he makes a different distinction. Shabbos to Hutrihi B'tzibur. The difference is like this. When it comes to Shabbos, now we know, we talk about in Pesachim, the distinction between Hutra and Dechoya. Hutra means that you have something which normally would be Osir, but is completely Mutter, and you don't even have to, L'chatchila, try to do it in a different way. As opposed to, Dechoya means that it's not the ideal way to do it. If you have to, you have no alternative, then you do it. But the better way would be to avoid the problem in the first place. So now, when it comes to Tuma, we had a discussion there in the Gemara in Pesachim whether Tuma is Dechoya B'tzibur or Hutra B'tzibur. Is it that once the Torah says these korbanos can be brought B'tuma, then we say it doesn't matter, we can do it now, even L'chatchila. We don't even have to bother, for example, finding whatever Kohenim Tahorim we can. Or do we say that it's hutra and we don't need to worry? Do we say it's hutra and we don't need to worry? Or do we say it's dechuya? If there are no koyanim who are tahor available, then b'les breda will do it b'tumah, but we don't want to do that if we can help it. So now, so Rabbah says, so let me explain Rav Chista then. Rav Chista figures like this. Shabbos dechutra hi b'tzibur. When it comes to bringing korbanos on Shabbos, there we don't say dechuya. There for sure it's hutra b'tzibur. We know the Torah is telling us by saying b'moyadoi that you bring these korbanos tzibur that have a fixed time, even on Shabbos. There's no lachatchila and b'dieved involved. Therefore, Rav Chista is going to say sofer nami dochi. Therefore, the end of it, the burning, the leftover pieces, is also going to be Doicha Shabbos. It wasn't a korban from Shabbos. Doesn't matter. The fact is that the korban tumah is a type of korban. The fact is that Shabbos is a type of thing which is hutra when it comes to bringing korbanos. So there's no reason, according to Rav Chista, to distinguish between Tchilosa and Sofer. Even though he may not agree with the premise of Rabbah that Sofer should be like Tchilosa, but he says, once you have Shabbos's Hutra for the beginning of the Korban, then automatically it's Hutra throughout the whole process of bringing the Korban, even if this particular Korban happens to have been brought on Friday. On the other hand, he's going to say, Tumah de Dechuya hi b'tzibur. On the other hand, Tumah, according to Rav Chista, is only Dechuya b'tzibur. It's b'dieved. If you don't have any koinim to hurt him, then you'll do it b'tumah. But wherever possible, we're going to look for to hurt him. We actually learned not only in Pesachim, we learned that at the beginning of our Masechta as well. We talked about this. So Tumah is Dechuya b'tzibur. We would prefer not to have to do it, if at all possible. So therefore, Rav Chista is going to say, so Tchilose de Ika Kapara. So then the beginning of it, which is the Ika Kapara, which is the shechting and the sprinkling of the blood, which is the essential thing that's needed for the Kapara of the Korban, then Dochi, then fine, it's Doicha Tumah, and we say the Korim can do it even if they're Tomei, because there's no alternative. Sofei, but as far as the end of it, as far as burning the leftover pieces, the lav ikra kapara, which is after all not the main kapara. The kapara has been accomplished once the blood was sprinkled on the mizbeach. The burning of the pieces of the korban is something that you're supposed to do it. But it's not ma'ak of the kapara. Therefore, Rav Chista is going to take the view loy dochi that it's not doicha tumah. So therefore, we say yes. So that explains both Rabbah's and Rav Chista's shittas in a way that there's no problem. So Rabbah focuses on the idea of sofer k'tchilase. Once the beginning of something is mutter, the end of it has to be mutter as well. And Rav Chista focuses on whether this particular thing that we're talking about pushing away is hutra or dechuya. Now again, this is all according to Rashi's explanation. And one point is, according to Rashi, the reason why, now we said before, there's two explanations that Rashi brought. One is that Tchilosei means the beginning of the process of bringing the korban, the shchita and the zrika. And sofer would mean burning the leftover pieces, burning them on Friday night, as opposed to, according to Rashi's second explanation, Tchilosei would mean to begin with burning these fats. And sofer would mean finishing burning them the next morning. According to Rashi, or according to the way Tosfos explains Rashi, the reason why Rashi doesn't like that second explanation is because when the Gemara says over here that when the Gemara talks about over here about Ika Kapara versus not, what do you mean? Nobody says that burning the chaylev and burning the fat is Ika, and burning the Evorim is Ika Kapara. For sure, the Ika Kapara is accomplished only by the blood. So necessarily, therefore, if we're going to make a distinction between Tchila and Soif, it has to be between blood and chaylev, not between blood and chaylev, not between chaylev and other chaylev, or chaylev and Evorim, or whatever. With that said, again, we said that Tosfos and Tosfos Yeshanim have a long discussion about the sugya, and they actually prefer Rashi's second explanation. As far as this that we're saying, as far as Rashi's problem with that, about that, how do we call burning the imurim ikka kapara? Tosfos says you're right. It's not ikka kapara per se, because the kapara is accomplished by sprinkling the blood. But nevertheless, it's more a basic part of bringing the korban, that after you sprinkle the blood, you put the imurim on the mizbeach. And therefore, and after all, you can't even eat the korban. If it's a korban that's meant to be eaten like a chatas, you can't even eat it until the emurim are put on the mizbeach. So therefore, in that sense, putting the emurim on the mizbeach can be called ikur kapara, even though it's not kapara in the technical sense. Okay, so then Tosfos goes on to bring, Tosfos brings from the Ri that that a different understanding. So they so again, if we take the view according to Rashi's Rebbeim that Tchilosai means burning the Emurim at the time, and Soifai means burning the leftover ones the next day. Then now, so now the flow of the Gemara goes as follows. So you have again Rav Huna saying Tchilosai Deicha Soifai in a Deicha. So we have to figure out what that means. So Rav Chista says that what we mean is when you have burning the chalev on that day, on the day the korban itself was brought, then that's doicha tumah but not Shabbos, as opposed to a vodim that were left over, then those are not going to be doicha tumah at all. Doicha betumah, doicha tumah according to Tosfos does not mean that we don't burn them at all. It just means again, this whole sugya is according to the mayor who says that there's a separate ma'arocha for burning the leftover pieces. So what we do is instead of according to the mayor putting them on that separate ma'arocha, instead we just put them on the ma'arocha gedola. Because since they're tumah, then we don't say it's not doicha tumah, and therefore it's not really important enough to make a separate ma'arocha for them. If they're from that day and they're Tohar, then they make a separate ma'arocha for them. Then Rabbah says that no, Tchilosa Deiches Shabbos, meaning that the Evorim of the Tomid, if it's the Tomid of Shabbos itself, then they are Deiches Shabbos. You do make a separate pile for them and burn them on that wood pile on Shabbos. But if you have a vodim that are left over, then again, you don't make a separate ma'arocha for them, even if they're tahar, but it is doicha tumah either way, whether they're tumah, whether the kohenim are tumah or tahar, then you make a separate ma'arocha for them. Which would mean, therefore, that, so we have the same discussion that we had before. We said before that according to Bakapara, even the psulim you make, according to Bakapara's understanding of Rameh, even the psulim you make a separate ma'arocha for them, and even on Shabbos. So now, when the Gemara says, Pliga de Rav Huna, that means that both Rabbah and Rav Chista are saying that Rav Huna would disagree with that. So the Gemara goes on to explain how Rav Chista and Rabbah would understand it respectively, that when we say soifei, we mean burning the pieces of the korban from yesterday. So we said earlier in the Gemara that Rabbah had said, one second, when it says b'chol yom means literally every day, Rabbah doesn't have to hold of that. He can hold that it means only on weekdays, because he says that the leftover pieces are not doicha Shabbos. So that's in a nutshell, then that's Tosfos's understanding of the sugya. Okay. Bottom line is that we're saying, according to Bar Kappara's understanding of the mayor, we're saying that you always have a separate ma'arocha for the leftover pieces of the korbanos. Even on Shabbos and even on Yom Kippur, according to Rav Huna, not necessarily. He, and again, in what does he argue about? Whether he argues with Bakapara will depend on Rashi's versus Tosfos's explanation. According to Rashi's explanation. Then according to Rav Chista, Rav Huna agrees with that, and according to Rabbah, he disagrees. And according to Tosfos's explanation, both Rav Chista and Rabbah would say that Rav Huna disagrees. So according to Rav Huna, we would say, depending on the different explanations, that burning these pieces, burning them at all, according to Rashi, or burning them on a separate ma'arocha, according to Tosfos, is or isn't doicha tumah, or isn't doicha Shabbos, as that you have the machlokes of Rav Chista and Rabbah on that point. The Rambam paskins generically that you can't burn the leftover pieces of the korbanos on Shabbos that were left over from before Shabbos. So basically he understands it like Rabbah's explanation of Rav Huna, and the Noisa Kalim on the Rambam discuss over there that the Rambam apparently prefers Rashi's first and preferred explanation over here rather than Tosfos's, and understands the sugya accordingly. So the question is not about burning the fats now versus burning the fats later, but rather the beginning of the shechting and sprinkling of the korban versus burning the fats at all. That if it's a korban of today, then it's doicha Shabbos, but if it's a korban of yesterday, then it's not. or not. And when we say yesterday, we mean even, in other words, the Tomei Trabein HaBayim. So you didn't even have a chance to get the fat onto the Mizbeach before Shabbos, the fat Nevorim onto the Mizbeach before Shabbos. Nevertheless, we would say you have to get them on there before Shabbos, otherwise you can't do it on Shabbos, which would be like Rabbah's explanation of, which would be like Rashi's first explanation of Rabbah's explanation of Rav Huna's explanation. Okay. New discussion. Itmar. We have a discussion as follows. Now we know that we've talked about the various wood piles and fires on the Mizbeach, and we know the Torah says about the fire on the Mizbeach, Eish Tomid took out on Mizbeach loy sichbe, the fire should be burning constantly on Mizbeach, it should never go out, which is also a lav not to put out the fire on the Mizbeach. So now we also learned that from the Mizbeach HaChitzen, we take fire for different purposes. We said yesterday, we take coals from there to burn the Ketores of every day. We take coals from there for the Kohen Gadol to take into the Kodesh HaKadoshim to burn the Ketores on Yom Kippur. And we also take something from there to light the menorah. Rashi over here mentions which may imply, according to it sounds like according to Rashi, that you take coals to light the menorah. Tosfos previously discussed, not necessarily do you take coals, you just take a long wick or something like that, and you light or a chip of wood or something and light it from the Mizbeach and then walk in with it to light the menorah. Whatever the case, now what's the din of that fire that was removed from the Mizbeach? So itmar, hamachabe esh machta umenorah. If a person puts out the fire that was used, that was scooped off the Mizbeach, the coals that were scooped off the Mizbeach to use for the Ketores or to use for the menorah. So is he chayev, is he over on the issue of loy sichbe with that? And is he chayev malchus? Abaya omachayev, Rava omapotter. Abaya says he's going to be chayev, Rava says he's going to be potter. So the Gemara points out, dekabia berosha sham Mizbeach. Now, if he put it out on top of the Mizbeach, so in other words, he scooped it with the shovel, and then before he took it off the Mizbeach, he put out one of the coals, the kol ha'amalei pligi d'chayev. Then everybody is going to agree that he's chayev because on the issue of loy sichbe, because it's on top of the Mizbeach. Ki pligi, the machlokas would be the achse ha'arav akavye, if he put it on the ground, if he put it on the floor of the Beis HaMikdash, and then he put it out. So now, is it still considered fire of the Mizbeach? Abaya omachayev esha Mizbeach, who Abaya says is going to be chayev malchus for that lav, because after all, it is fire from the Mizbeach. Rava omapotter, Rava says it's going to be potter, because kivin the nitka nitka. Because after all, once it was removed from the Mizbeach, it was removed from the Mizbeach. It's now on the floor, the nitka that has been removed, and it's not considered fire of the Mizbeach anymore. So therefore, he's not over on loy sichbe with it. Tosfos points out, you know, we learned a few days ago that they would that throughout the year they would scoop up the coals for the Ketores using a larger shovel. We had a machlokas over there whether it held four kavim or six kavim or six kavim midbarius, whatever. And then they poured it into a smaller one holding three kavim, or according to one opinion, two kavim, and a bunch of coals spilled on the floor. And we said we sweep them up on weekdays. We sweep them into the Amma, into the water channel in the Beis HaMikdash. Now there you're putting them out. So according to Abaya, how would that work? So in fact, Tosfos brings that Rashi might have to say that maybe the Amma over there does not mean the Amma Samayim, it just means a certain place in the Azara that was called the Amma. So it wouldn't actually, they'd sweep them there so that they're out of the way, but they wouldn't actually put them out, because according to Abaya, according to what we're saying now, you can't actually put them out even though they're off the Mizbeach. Tosfos discusses and says, no, what it means is when you have the ones that fall on the floor, those are not meant, nobody's going to be gathering them up afterwards. Once they've fallen on the floor, you're only going to be taking a shovel holding three kavim or two kavim, as the case may be, and bringing it to the Mizbeach HaPnim, you're bringing it to the Kodesh HaKadoshim. So then anything else that falls on the floor, even Abaya is going to agree, has been removed from the mitzvah, and that's that. What we're talking about over here, let's say that you have the actual pan that you're going to be bringing in for the Ketores or for the Ketores and the Kodesh HaKadoshim, or the actual chip of wood that you lit in order to light the menorah with, and you put it on the ground and then you put it out. So now you have, so it is in the keli, it is you one something that you would have used for the mitzvah. So Abaye is going to say that you're chayav for that. But yes, whatever spills out of the keli and you're not planning to use, even Abaye would agree that even Abaye would agree that there's no problem with putting those out. Okay. And then Tosfos continues to go on with a bit of discussion about what the din is of those coals that land on the floor. And why is it that they're not? And why is it that they're not considered kodesh? Or maybe they are considered kodesh. Tosfos actually mentions another possibility. Maybe mechabdan la'ama doesn't mean while they're burning. It means they land on the floor, they wait until they go out, and then they sweep them into the ama. So that way, they're not being over on loisich because they're already out. Okay. Anyway, so that's one. So the question is, getting back to the Gemara now. So again, we said according to Abaye, if you take fire off the mizbeach, even though it's for another mitzvah, and then you put it out, then you're still over on Lo Sichba. According to Rava, no, once it was taken off the Mizbeach, it's no longer considered fire of the Mizbeach. So the problem with that is, Ela Hoda Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rav Bavua. What about though what Rav Nachman says in the name of Rav Bavua? Hamurid Gachelas Me'al Gabi HaMizbeach. If somebody takes a coal off the Mizbeach, B'chiba, and he puts out that coal, Chayev, then he would be Chayev, Keman Kabaya. That would seem to be like Abaya. Now, the problem with that is that the halacha is like Rav Nachman in that. The halacha is also, on the other hand, the halacha is like Rava in most machlokas. In Abaya and Rava, the halacha is like Rava, except for six cases. So then we have a contradiction over here. If we're going to have to say that the halacha, if we're going to want to say that the halacha is like Rav Nachman, versus we're going to want to say that the halacha is like Rava, then how does it work? The answer is no. Afilu tema k'Rava. No, you could say that what Rav Nachman is saying fits with what Rava says as well, because the difference is hosam le'intik l'mitzvasa. Because the difference is in Rav Nachman's scenario, the fire was not removed to be used now for another mitzvah. You just took it off the mizbeach for no particular reason. So therefore, Rav Nachman is going to say that you're chayev for putting it out. Whereas hocha intik l'mitzvasa, here it was taken away from being fire on the mizbeach and designated for a different purpose for the ktodas or the menorah, as the case may be, and therefore Rav Nachman's din wouldn't apply to that, and you could say that you're not, and you could say like Rava says that you're not chayev for putting it out because not only it's off the mizbeach but it's already been designated for another mitzvah. All that is one version of the machlokas. Ikadamri, another version of the machlokas goes, da'achseh out of a kavye, the other way around. If you took it off the mizbeach and put it on the ground and then you put it out, the kolam ole pligi de potter, then everybody's going to agree that it's potter because the fact is it's off the mizbeach. Keep pligi to kavye, and that way, and if we understand it that way, then we don't need, then there's no problem with what, so what we do with Rav Nachman din, we'll talk about in a minute, because Rav Nachman had said that if you take it off, then you're chayev. So we'll get back to that in a minute. But then we don't have the questions of Tosfos about how we're taking the coals that spilled out of the machta and then putting them into the ama because they're already off the mizbeach. And according to this version, both Abaya and Rava are going to agree there's no problem with that. So the machlokas is going to be if he put it out while it's still on top of the mizbeach. So now Abaya or Machayev Esha mizbeach. Who Abaya says is going to be chayev because after all it is fire of the mizbeach. Rava Omer Potter, given the Nitka Nitka. Rava is going to say he's Potter because, after all, it's already been removed for another mitzvah. Yes, it's still physically on top of the mizbeach, but it's already been placed in the shovel, or it's already been lit for. It's already been taken and lit for the purpose of lighting the menorah, and therefore it's already designated for another mitzvah, and we don't care that it's still on top of the mizbeach. So now the question becomes, according to the second version, Ela Hoda Amar of Nachman Amar Rav Bavua. What about what Rav Nachman tells us, as we said before, in the name of Rav Bavua? If a person takes off a coal off the mizbeach and puts it out, he's going to be chayev malchus for lo sichbe. Come on, now who is that like? Loika Abaya v'loika Rava. Then that doesn't work according to either Abaya or Rava. According to the first version that they argue about when it's taken off and put it on the floor, then we said it's on the face of it, it's according to Abaya. Now, if we're saying that both of them agree that once it's on the floor, then you're not chayev, Rav Nachman is telling us you are chayev. The answer is again, because the difference is in Rav Nachman's scenario, it wasn't redesignated for any other mitzvah. Therefore, even though it's still on the floor, Rav Nachman is still going to consider it Esha Mizbeach. And Hocha Intik Mitzvasa, whereas over here, it was taken away for a different mitzvah and designated for another mitzvah. And therefore, even though it's on top of the Mizbeach, let alone if it's on the floor, then you're not chayav for putting it out according to Rava. And according to Abaya, fine, as long as it's on top of the Mizbeach, you're going to be chayav. But once it's taken off the Mizbeach and it was already designated for a different mitzvah, then not. And the Rambam paskins like Rava and like Rav Nachman, so therefore, once it's off the Mizbeach, so therefore as follows, if you take it off the Mizbeach without not for any other mitzvah, then you're still chayav for putting it out. If you took it off for the purpose of on the other hand, if you take it for the purpose of a different mitzvah, such as the ketores or the menorah, then once you designated it for that, then you're potter for putting it out, even while it's still on top of the mizbeach. So like Rav Nachman's and Rava's statements, respectively. Hadron alach toraf b'kalvi. Shkayach.